Call this meeting to order. Requirements of the Open Public Meeting Law, PL 1975, Chapter 231, have been satisfied. That adequate notice of this meeting has been published in the Star Gazette, posted on the bulletin board at Borough Hall, stating the time, place, and purpose of the meeting as required by law. You all please rise and join me in saluting the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May I have a roll call, please?
Weaver?
Here.
Torres?
Here.
Conry?
Here.
McDonald?
Here.
Higgins?
Here.
Jones?
Here.
Thompson?
Here, present.
All we have on our agenda for this evening is Resolution 41-2014, introducing the budget.
Can I just make a point?
Sure.
Before we do that?
Okay.
What you have before you is the budget that was presented to you, and where after Natasha and I made $9,800 in cuts, this is where we are at.
What about the stuff that
I'm getting to that one. Additionally, we made $25,243 in cuts, which brings us down another $35,062 in cuts, which is just about a penny. So we're not flat, we're a penny less than last year.
So we're 1 cent or 2 cents?
One cent. So how, what has to happen is the budget needs to be introduced as is right now in front of you, and then we will make an amendment with the cuts that we made, which will include the police dollars, which I did get today.
Oh, you finally got that?
Yes. They are down 12, well, the number came in $12,000 less than what Natasha and I budgeted for.
What is the total amount that they're
going to get? And you added $100,000.
Right. We added 2%. Yeah, we added 2% to last year. So the number came in at 2.289461.
Uh-huh.
I'll give everyone a copy in their mailboxes. We just got this today. So Natasha and I are reviewing this. The budget amendment will include these amended numbers.
So that'll bring it down to 47,000 less.
No, that's included in the 35,000.
Oh, the 12 is included in the 35?
So what's included in the cuts, the sale of the cuts?
The cuts that we made were the...
What's from the things that I pointed out?
Yeah, the $9,800 that we had cut when we originally met. We lowered the mayor and council salary line item to 14.5 to keep it the same as last year. There was a slight increase. I'm not sure where that came from. We made the $12,000 adjustment to the police budget. We lowered streets and roads back to 115. I was comfortable with the original number we had for the $10,000 in hot patch.
Okay.
So I think we'll be okay there. We only used close to 80,000 last year, so I think we'll be okay. We took out the $3,000 for the down payment for capital projects because this council does not want to bond. And all those reductions come to $35,056.92.
What about the project for North Lincoln Avenue? That's going to be a bond?
The paving that we applied the grant for?
The grant.
No, we won't bond for that. We applied for the grant.
Okay.
It's still under review by the DOT.
Okay.
So that's where we're at.
So what, the next meeting, we come back if there's other things we want to cut? Is that when we do that?
If there's anything else you'd like to reduce or add, Natasha and I can include those in the amendment document, which we will have prepared and ready for council on April 15th. We will have a public hearing. We'll introduce the amendment to the budget. Hopefully we can adopt the amendment that night, and then we can adopt the budget that night.
All right, because I have a couple questions, too. Go on.
All right. You just said 9,800 is what we took out the first night?
After we took more, but then we put back $10,000 in building and grounds and this and that.
So it ended up being 9,800.
9,800.
Mm-hmm.
What about the $25,000 reduction in the BPW for admin overtime?
We did reduce it.
Well, wait a second. I thought it was, you added that twice.
And she took it out. She no, did. But then the budget we got on Tuesday was taken out of.
Oh, okay.
I looked at that.
Wait a second.
The budget you got on Tuesday already had
that was
reduced
yeah.
by 20.
Yeah, I checked that.
Salaries and wages.
Yeah, otherwise it wouldn't happen.
Okay, so you took out another 9,800 on top of the 25.
No, you took 25 out, but then you added back 10 for building and grounds. You added
right.
back 10 for streets and roads that we're now, you know, taking back out. So the 25 plus 10 is already 5.
So you get back to minus 5 then.
Right.
Exactly.
And then we took out insurance money, but we put something back on. I mean, I can... I'm going to try to retrace it, but...
All right, what about the $15,000 from the rec?
We took that out. Let me just make sure that the number...
That was out in the budget that came out on Tuesday. That
right.
was already removed.
It was already 65.
It was initially 80, and then last week it
right.
was like 65.
Do you have a copy? Here it is. It's
have
page 15B. It's 65,000.
I don't see how you did $9,800 the first night.
That was the net effect after we...
How much did Tom say statutorily add?
What do you
mean? Because, well, you said when you gave us this that Tom added...
Yeah,
he had made some comments, the things that we had to add in that email he had sent. Oh, you mean the gap bank? No, there were a couple of changes we had to make to the budget that we included in this document before we presented it to him. Remember, you gave it to me twice? Yeah, but there were just logistic changes, like where it is. It's not the money we're adding in.
Okay.
I don't think so. If you look at
well,
this 15A, if you look at 15A, streets and roads, salaries and wages dropped to 425, which is one of the cuts. 15A. And then the other line that you requested to be cut was insurance line.
Are we looking at the
yeah,
worksheet pages or the actual
right.
budget pages? Okay.
And the employee group health is now, because we had it at 230, now it's 200. It's page 14. So we've done all the changes. And then after I plug back the changes into the formulas, the net result shows 9,800. Like, I can go back and retrace every pluses and minuses. It's all formula driven. I just took all the changes you made, pluses and minuses, and it ended up being $9,800.
Okay, all right.
Well, that's good.
I'm still having a hard time.
What I'll do, Dave,
right.
what I'll
we're,
do
we're, is... We're talking right here, just between the sal, I mean the DPW and the health insurance, is
right.
$55,000.
Yeah.
If we took $10,000 back and put that in for buildings as well, that would bring it down to 45,000.
Right.
If we took the 10,000 back for streets and roads, which you said you gave back to us,
well,
that would take us down to 35,000.
Right.
So how can it only be a net of 9,800?
You know, what I'll do is I'll make a list of everything we've given you initially and a cut and how it impacted the formulas before you adopt the budget. Because all I did is I just plugged the numbers. When we were keeping the trolley, I thought we were at 70,000, but when I plugged all the numbers, and I'll have to see something else in the formula that, you know, that keeps the budget changed, and that's why it's only 93. Because if you look at the total page 11, it shows that we went from 5469 to 5459, which is $9,800. But I will build you a chart of all the changes, and I'll show you where the changes are.
See, I don't understand, like, what this number on this resolution is the same number that's in the budget from last week. So I thought...
Yeah.
Right.
Right, because you're going to do that. So the amendment...
We didn't have the police number, so we
okay.
have to introduce tonight.
All right.
So we're introducing...
Are you done, Dave, or can I...
Yeah.
I'm going to build you a chart and show you all the changes, like, where we... The budget that we handed you... Guess what? Three
yeah, like
ago.
A timeline, right?
That's a
right.
$37,000.
Okay. And then the changes you requested, the new numbers, show you the numbers in the budget,
good.
And show you the net impact.
All right. What are you talking about a formula? The way I look at budgeting is that if you knock something out, that changes the end item.
Correct. But what I'm saying is, all I did is I went in and I changed the amounts from, you know, 230 in health insurance to 200 in health insurance. From 450 in streets and roads to 425 in streets and roads. From 80 in the recreation to 65, I think, in recreation. And when I changed all of that, I changed social security amounts, because we talked about this. It's going to adjust that. It adjusted the reserve fund, collected taxes. And then I don't tally it up. The formulas and the budget tallies it up, and when I tallied it, you know, when I looked in the number, it was $98 off, and I was like, well, that's odd, but I'll do the charts, and then you'll see what the number is, like what went up and
Dave,
what went down.
Maybe I can explain. With the reserve for uncollected taxes, that's like based on the budget amount, and so when that...
Yeah, but it didn't go up. It didn't, because when you cut the budget,
it finally goes down.
It goes down.
Yeah.
Right. It went down a couple of $1,000. Mm.
Can I ask a couple of my questions? The one question I have is, and it hit me today, where in the budget is the loan from the bid this year?
Is that the parking lot loan?
Mm-hmm.
The $15,000 that we are short on our overall payment is in the borough manager budget, in the professional services, and the $309,000 and some change is actually in capital. We had this purchase order since 2009 or 10. So 309 is sitting in capital, and 15 is here, and I think our total payment is like 326 or something.
How long has that 309 been sitting in capital?
A long time.
God almighty!
That, well, you said it was an interfund. We could have paid off the loan.
No. It's encumbered. It's committed. It was committed to this project, you know.
Didn't I say that at the very beginning? We put that into an account that it was going to be there?
2 years ago.
No, but there's no cash for it.
Where's the cash coming from?
The cash is now there because we have raised the inner fund. But the commitment, the purchase order setting it aside, was there. There was no cash to back up.
The cash is there.
They were wrapped up in the inner fund.
Right, okay.
Right. The purchase order was made and set aside, not the physical cash.
Okay, and so when can we take that over?
September. I think, September, that's the principal balance there.
Good night.
Because you said possibly April. To the bid.
Right. When I looked at the amortization chart, I got
I knew there was something.
Yeah, we did forget to talk about that.
We put $50,000 for that parking lot after all those cuts.
I was like,
where is it? Where is that $15,000?
If you look at the borough manager budget,
what manager?
Borough manager.
In my budget, there is $15,000 added because we were short $15,000 from the money.
Right.
Okay.
Page 12.
All right.
But
what line item?
Page 12. It says other expenses. Last year she had $24,000, and this year she has, her budget is
$38,000. Okay.
And because of the interest schedule, we figured we would take it over in September. That's when...
Now, can I ask you, when we take it over, we're paying the whole thing off, right?
Yes, completely paid off.
Right. Right. So we're not paying interest on that thing.
No,
like that.
We're paying all the interest.
All right, next question. Thank you. That's good. I tell you, I freaked out. I was like, oh, my God, we forgot about that loan. Can you explain the health care coverage costs, the employee contributions? Like, is that included as revenues? Like, do we see that as revenues? How does that, like, work?
It's an offsetting to appropriation. So when payroll is done and deduction for health, you know, is done from the employee's paycheck, it goes against the budget appropriation line. So the $200 that you see here is a net that we need to pay the bills.
So we doesn't show as revenues?
No.
Did you get that estimate from the state?
I don't quite get it. But,
the number that
that's
needed?
What the state told us to do. I mean, we thought we would have to show it as revenue offsetting appropriations, but they said, no, just use it as contract count.
Okay.
Did we get it from the state?
Yeah.
We get monthly bills from the state. So if something
changes. But I mean the update with the medical changes.
Not yet.
Oh, you did?
I mean, we get monthly bills, so we know how much is for that particular month, and I think we got the letter that saying state health insurance is going up, and I don't remember how many percent, 7%, some high number.
So that was computed in the budget or no?
It's in the budget.
Okay.
I just have two other quick things. I was going to request that we add some more money to postage because I wanted to have a couple of mailings for the seniors, and I'm going to try and get them in with the tax mailings, but I wanted to have one before June. So I was going to ask for some more money to be added, but I don't think we have to, because the list that Christine has of, like, registered seniors, unfortunately, I don't have a database of all the seniors in the community, but Christine has a list of, what do they do, claim something?
They claim veteran status on their tax, or senior status.
So there's only 44 on that list, so those are the only ones I can actually reach, plus, like, the 20 that I've been, every time I meet with these seniors, if they want to get information, I get their contact information. So I only have about 60, and so if I times, and it's 21 cents per piece of mail, so if I did a mailing for 75 people, it's only $15.75, so I'm just asking for council's permission to have a couple of these mailings. It's not going to really affect the budget at all. I'm asking for like $30. But I didn't want you to think I was doing something with taxpayer dollars or, you know, having these expensive mailings.
I'll give you the $15.
All right. I will believe this, Janine. We just signed a new lease with Pitney Bowes for our meter, and this agreement is actually $45 less a quarter than what we currently pay. That'll probably cover that, the postage.
Oh, okay. All right.
I just found that out.
Okay. And then I wanted to just recommend that we, under streets and roads, we reduce the chemical line item. It's at $50,000, and we didn't spend anywhere near that. And you said you put in that $10,000 back.
Well, we're cutting $10,000 from streets and roads.
From chemicals?
Well, it doesn't matter. It's from just streets and roads overall. We're already cutting $10,000. You want to cut more?
Yeah, she's looking at it line by line, each category. We're looking at just other expenses and salaries.
We've asked initially for $115,000 from streets and roads to deal with all the snow and the...
Right, and from that, I wanted to reduce the chemical line.
So, and then last meeting, I don't remember who said, let's put $10,000 more to make sure we have enough for all the potholes. And so it became to $125,000, and that's what you have here. Christine just spoke that we're cutting entire $125,000 back to $116,000.
Okay.
Are you saying you want to cut it?
I wanted
closer
to cut the line item for chemicals. It's at $50,000, and we spent like $20,000.
I think we should leave it as is for hot patch and for cold patch. I truly do. I don't know how much money, how many roads we'll be able to do this year. I'd like a little spare just in case.
To cover
something, if I needed to pull $5,000 or $6,000 from somewhere, I'd hate not to do a road because I was $6,000 short.
Yeah. Well, in 2012, we're budgeting $50,000. In 2012, we spent $648, and in 2013, we spent $14,000. So that's why I was like, cut it by $10,000, make it $40,000. It's still $35,000 higher.
But it's better to have a little bit more than, a lot of bit more
right
than not enough.
Right. But since we made the penny,
I won't make the money out of the road.
If there's any one place I'd like to see a little extra, it would be for roads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get another 20 yards done or something like that.
Never know if that little extra few dollars could go to on the road.
Yeah.
You might need more hot
patches. Yeah. Oh, again, I thought when we last Tuesday, we weren't at the penny, so that's where I found a way for money.
We're still not at that.
They said we were.
We were.
We're at 35,000 plus.
37,400.
So we're 2,000 short.
So
we're 2,000 short.
I'm sure we could come up with another
$2,000. What's going to happen is it's going to stay flat because you can't pass 3/4 of a cent.
Right. You need to get it to reach a cent in order to make that cent to register, right?
Right.
You're shaking your head now?
I'm not sure what you're saying. I mean, the tax rate is determined based on how much taxes you need to raise. It doesn't matter. You know, you can collect 4.625. It's rounded to 3 digits.
Yeah.
It's not in a, whole numbers.
Yeah. No, I mean, like I said, at the last meeting, we were trying to reach the penny. I came back to council with a suggestion. I'm comfortable, too. No one wants the potholes on their street
right
six more than me.
And
I'm hoping I'm at the top of the list.
Yeah, once we need those costs. Like right now,
does anyone else have any suggestions?
Right now we have 35,056 in amendments. Once I put those amendments, don't forget, it automatically triggers change in reserve fund collected taxes. So 35,056 probably will be 35,500 because it automatically triggers it.
So there's no salaries here, so nothing, the account's a small one. It's going to adjust social security just a little bit, but not a lot.
All right, then the only other point I wanted to make is the sewer, you know, reducing it. I've asked Christine to ask Stephanie Lewis. I mean, I of course I would want to reduce the sewer rate, but I have a real problem with BASF leaving. We can make almost $300,000 a year from them. I mean, what are we going to, are you confident by reducing that sewer rate, we're not going to have to increase it when BASF leaves?
That is a little troubling, really.
And
when they got moved out.
And when we reduced it, based on what Stephanie Lewis told us back in 2010, to reap the benefits and fix the problem, it had to remain flat for 4 years, and it has not remained flat for 4 years. So I think we should keep it steady for another year. But
when's
that?
When's BASF leaving?
I thought 2014.
Yeah, allegedly this year.
But now, of course, like all construction progress and everything to do with the state, everything's delayed because I, you know, met with them. And they already said it's been delayed once. So most likely it probably will be delayed, but we can't
count back on that. That's a big chunk of change. We're not going to be getting
into
it.
It's going to be more like 2015.
Right,
or
but
everything
then. That's probably true.
2015,
we don't know for sure.
Probably.
And a company like that has the resources to go like this when they're ready. They'll just do it and they'll be done. And
well, it took them a while to close Belvedere plant.
Oh, yeah. I won't.
Off the top of my head, I couldn't tell you.
I think it was 2 years, wasn't it? Something like that.
We've known for a couple of years about this.
I really couldn't tell you. Right now, the Belvedere, it's just flat land right now.
Where do you get the numbers that they pay us $300,000 a year?
Well, I bought this. Let's see if this is this.
Well, you look at what they have reserved, too. It might be that high.
It's not. In reserve, they pay $3,235. What they pay on an annual basis, basis for usage, like based on their EDUs, is $215,000 a year, just about.
$221,208.
$221,000.
I rounded up.
Well, you were talking, what,
$250,000,
right?
Yeah. See, the reason that we went ahead earlier and didn't reduce it before was because in case they decided they were leaving, or just as a cushion, we wanted to have that money there in case we had projects in the sewer too.
Well, yeah, no, our operating expenses caught up with us. And what about the dam? Who knows how much that's going to cost us to fix it or take it down?
We'll talk about that after the.
No, I'm just saying that's a sewer expense. You know, I'm just saying I don't think it's wise to reduce it.
$1,000,001.
I'm not backing off the $250,000.
That's fine. That's your prerogative.
Yeah. Any of that we were going to be using?
We're using about $200,000 this year. Roughly, it's like $180,000.
Is that for the infrastructure improvements or?
Well, it's to balance the budget. In the budget, we have to get $20,000 for infrastructure improvements.
That's
okay. And we have another 117,000. Is it 117, 177? It's 1 and 7 numbers definitely there.
Yeah, 187,000 is what you're using from surplus.
Right, but no, we have another $117,000 to fund the last piece of the 97 or something ordinances that were unfunded, and they were paid instead of rolled into permanent financing, and you can't borrow against it now, so you have to finance it with cash. So there is 120 for infrastructure, and then there is 100. What's my number? I want to say it's 117. But give me a second.
Well, I asked Christine to reach out to Stephanie Lewis to get information too.
You didn't print me one more page.
120 is for Gardner School. What page is?
35.
Right, the capital outlay.
You didn't print page 35.
It's not going to have to be there next year. I got 34 to 37.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have 35.
You don't? Yeah. But it's got $117,000 in capital that needed to
I have 35. What do you want to know?
35.
What is it, 117 or 171? It says deferred charges.
Mm-hmm. On now you have salaries, other expenses. Capital outlay is $120,000. payment of bond principal of $80,000, interest on bonds is $11,830.
Next page.
36. Deferred charges, oh yeah, on capital ordinance funding, $117,475.18.
How much did we put in for Gardner's Corner?
$120.
We have $120 in this budget, and we have $120.
$60 from last year.
And a $60 from year before. We have $120 in the reserve, $120 in this budget. After this budget, we'll be at $240. The initial goal was $360.
Dave, any estimate on how much that would cost?
We told him that it was $120,000, and he said that would cover it.
Total?
Yeah. He said that should cover it.
That was paving the road after you open it and everything?
He said everything.
What is it, 2 inches?
No.
Stop.
He said that that job would not, it shouldn't cost more than what we have put away. I thought we only had $120,000.
And the DPW garage wasn't supposed to be $4 million.
Well, that leads me to my next point, is Mill Pond Dam. So I'd like to see that money stay there, because I know at the last meeting we had Dawson here, and, well, you had asked Dawson for an analysis
on the dam.
Maintaining versus decommissioning. Well, as you know, we've spent some time out at the dam. Dawson and the DPW crew went out the other day to take a look at the cost of the repairs. Well, what we found was the dam failing on the township side. The guardrail that was there has been compromised. It's been pushed out and is away from the retaining wall, which is falling into the Shabbaton, which is compromising the road. So the road is falling, everything's going to slide in.
Oh boy.
That sort of is paramount over any maintenance or decommissioning of the dam. So what happened was we met with the township and the county engineer today at Finale to try and come up with a plan as to how all three of us could try to fix this. The county is only going to take care of the bridge. They won't take care of the dam or the street, which the township owns. But
I had a conversation with Dawson about that on Monday. He seemed to think that the county plowing was what caused some of that.
The county does not plow that street. It is a township street.
Okay,
it's
so maybe he was just wrong about who the plower was.
Right. Okay. We didn't get down into the nitty-gritty until this afternoon at our meeting, so it is plowed by the township. And you're right, it was probably hit by a plow truck.
Okay.
But there's no proof. It hasn't even proved that.
We can have
it's a heavily traveled road. It's a shortcut for those people who live out there. School buses fly up and down there. Somebody goes off that embankment, we're all going to be sued. That takes priority. So Dawson called Dam Safety from the state. They'll be coming out to assess the damage to the dam, to the street. They will let us know what has to be fixed. Right now, we think it's just the retaining wall and the road surface. Today, the township took responsibility for that. But Pete did not bring that to his committee as of yet, so I don't know if that will change. I don't know what will come out of this. Yes, exactly.
Did Dawson give you any sort of estimate, or the DPW guys? I mean, in your
this is probably anybody give you an estimate? Something either DPW crew will be able to do.
Only because of the regulatory.
You need professional crew in there to do it right.
If you go take a look, you will see what I'm talking about.
I'm just saying you need a professional crew to do it right, and that way if DPW goes, then we'll still be liable.
Is the retaining wall actual part of the dam?
I'm sorry?
Is the retaining wall part of the dam?
That's up for debate. Yes, in my opinion it is, because it's all connected. The dam is connected to
the
bridge.
But the retaining wall is probably put there for the construction of the bridge.
No, the bridge is up further.
Oh,
the retaining wall runs the entire length of the dam. You'll have to go take a look at it. Depending on what Dam Safety says and the DEP, Dawson will be back on Tuesday night to address that with council. So I'd like to see that extra money and sewer stay there. Because from the research that I've done, we purchased that property in 1982 for the purpose of putting a sewer line in there. Is that correct? Do you know, Dave?
No, I don't. I didn't.
Does anybody know why we own the dam?
It was the control of water flow. That's the only thing I ever remember anybody ever saying.
I don't know when it was purchased.
It was purchased in 82, I found out.
Who did we purchase from? The township?
Township.
The township. That's not true. It was purchased from...
County.
No, the gentleman who owned the gyro plane.
Eckel.
Okay.
That's who we purchased it from.
Eckel.
He owned the dam?
Yeah.
He did. He owned the dam and he owned the pond and the
gyro.
The mill. Because mm-hmm. that's how he generated electricity for his building, interestingly enough.
Wow.
So if it turns out, I'm looking for an agreement. There's got to be something that says why we purchased it.
I think it was control of the flow from the sewer plant.
Right. If we purchased it for the purpose of sewer, then we could fix it with sewer money.
Well, why couldn't we fix it with sewer money now? Even if we didn't purchase it for the purpose of controlling
could
the sewer flow.
It's
not sewer related.
It is now.
It is now, because that's where the excess water is.
And now we're a utility.
Sure, we could see. Okay, so if it's used for sewer now, then absolutely. I know the sewer department used to maintain it years ago.
So there goes your $250. We put it back in and fix it down.
Mm-hmm. No, my $250.
We have the money for the sewer
right.
budget. I just want to make sure kids are aware of what's going on Mill Pond.
Okay.
Because that's turning on into a serious situation. It needs to be addressed.
Probably Sunday.
Well, because of safety, why isn't the road closed?
I suggested the road, and so did Bill suggest that road be closed, and township closed.
Well, we shouldn't be held liable then.
Well,
do we have that in writing that we've requested that the road be closed?
That's a good question.
No, but it was verbal. I can put it in writing.
Put it in writing to protect ourselves.
Exactly.
We believe it's closed. The county believes it should be closed.
Yep.
Thank you, Scott.
And,
that was a good idea.
Because if somebody goes off that, we'll say, hey, we told you to close it. You didn't close it.
Yeah. Right.
True.
And I think that would give our attorneys a little more ammunition should have come to that. Yeah.
Was there any sort of estimate, though, by anybody on
no
what
one.
Would be a good idea? No one yet.
No.
Not yet.
Too soon.
Not
okay.
too soon.
All right.
Have you ever heard that?
No.
I'm going to go down Sunday and take a look.
Takes care of the road, right?
Yeah.
Township owns the road surface. We own the dam.
Okay.
And
along the
bridge. Everything under the road surface, and the county owns the bridge.
So... We take it as for the do not enter or no
our jurisdiction.
Sign. It's not our municipality.
Oh, you have to be at the township, right? Is there
yeah,
side?
Yep. Right.
Are they looking at us maybe widening it too?
Since
it's
today,
one car wide?
Said no, they are not going to widen it.
Since it's only one car wide?
And the county said they will not widen the bridge.
How are we sure that we even own that bridge?
We don't own the
county.
I mean,
we own
the dam.
Dam
rather.
Oh, we own the dam. I checked the deed book in the township. We own it.
Okay.
Back to the budget. Natasha, the decrease in the sewer rate, how does that show on the budget? It's a reduction in revenue?
It will not. Well,
I would have to see, I think the reduction would be $117,000, $119,000. So I'll have to see if I need to lower the revenue collection from the rent receivables or if I could leave it the same and just we'll do adjustments on the billing and it will be reflected on the next year budget.
End of the year budget.
Well, to keep the same
amount,
we could always
collect less
change our
in what we collect
fee structure
so
in terms of
we'll have to
our
take
ED
a, we'll have to take a look
U rates for...
How far lower it's going to get.
Commercial versus residential.
So it has nothing to do with the budget. I could approve the budget because I'm not in favor of the
reason. Yes, you can approve the budget.
Yeah.
You know, because nothing is going to happen until the budget is adopted.
Okay.
With the dam, with the cost of the fix of the dam and then, assume the other thing, what would we have left then?
Don't know because you don't
know the cost
yet.
I don't know how much the dam is
going to
cost.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
And we don't know if we're positively if we're going
to
fix it or remove it.
Right, we need that needs to be addressed.
pretty much out of the way now.
We're only introducing the budget. Step one, we have time to make changes as necessary.
If it's so expensive, they didn't even consider it.
Right, I remember that.
It's one step at a time. The MCP has not, they haven't even come out yet. We wanted to make sure all the parties were aware before we called them. We called them this morning, so. We didn't want to hit anybody with a surprise. We were being nice.
Now, there is one other thing that I wanted to mention before we actually do this resolution. Now, with the discussions that went on, especially at the last meeting, last couple meetings, in terms of notification townwide, okay, I've been actually doing some research on electronic bulletin board for the front of our municipality to replace that letter board that's out there as a way to help notify people.
Improve communication.
And improve communications, right, which is pretty much lacking. Initially, the research kind of points out it's going to be between $2,000 and $3,000 to do an electronic letter board there. Now, that would be an addition, you know, that we didn't consider before, so I don't know if that would change the budget, really.
Is that just for the board itself?
That would be for the board itself. That's provided that they can still use the same posts, that steel posts that are there in the ground.
Yeah. Or I think that's running the computer cables out
right.
there and the various electric.
Most of the companies that do this kind of thing, they supply the software where you can actually remotely change the message. You can do single color, three color, four color, change the resolution size depending upon how far away you need to see it and all this stuff. So, you know, I had planned to possibly get somebody to come in here and do a presentation, you know, to the full council, so. And, but I was thinking that I'd bring it up now, just in case.
Now, here's the big question. Does it meet our sign ordinance?
We can
change the another code book meeting.
Right.
Stop. That's the only other thing that we would have to make sure that it
sure.
complies with that.
As long as it doesn't flash, it
doesn't.
No,
it can. It has to be a certain kind of LED.
Right.
I know it can't be neon.
Right.
Right. It can't be neon.
Can't
that's
be
all.
An LED,
that's
not
all.
Neon. Not okay.
Right.
And all government offices are exempt from our zoning.
Oh,
exactly.
All right. So
that doesn't matter.
That's right. Because the post office could put the fence up without getting any approval. Right.
Sure.
Because
they're a government office. So we
but
could
still. Be not be a good idea.
Not be a good idea to do something against your ordinance.
Exactly. Right.
We allow LED.
That's like putting the fence up in your backyard and you say, oh, yeah, I'm good.
So would there possibly be $2,000 to $3,000 available, Christine, to do this
on buildings and grounds?
Right.
You asked us to put extra $10,000 into building and grounds at the last meeting for all types of building improvements.
That's what I was thinking.
So this $10,000 extra that we put in, could be used for something like that.
We might be better able to answer that towards the end of summer.
Right.
Okay, and we see what the other.
All right. Rob, if you don't have somebody come down, have them come down with numbers.
I would make them.
I mean, bottom line numbers, this is what you're going to get, this is what it's going to cost.
I would make a motion not to exceed $3,000 because we need the money for other things for the building. So.
All right, well, at the time when that comes up, we'll do that, but I guess, meanwhile, I just wanted to bring that up.
Right. So we don't have to add more money.
Sorry?
Can we go forward now?
Make a motion.
Yeah, okay, I'd like to make a motion to pass Resolution 41-2014, reduction of the 2014 proposed municipal budget.
Okay, is there a second?
Okay.
Any other discussion? Do a roll call, please.
Dora?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
Gleba?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Higgins?
Introduction, yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Let's do some council comments. I'm going to start off at the planning board meeting this past Monday. EPA and their engineer was in front of us about the Park Hill Apartments and the pollution plume that's underneath there for PCE. They are talking about building, correct me if I'm wrong here, Ethel, 10 wells along Park Avenue. That will cause street closures. You know, while they do that,
They have had a meeting with some of the residents. They plan on having more in the area. Those wells will be done between Route 31 and Pahatcom Street. They also will be laying pipe down, which will go from 31 down Park Avenue up Pahatcom Street, and there on the right where the gate is, that's where they're going to put up a building. 7,000 square feet, was it?
Mm-hmm.
So roughly 7,000 square feet this building is going to be for the treatment of the PCEs. They're going to pump into there, remove the pollutants, put the water back. They anticipate that it's going to take 30 years to clean this, so that building is going to be there for a long time. I don't know how that's going to do, if they're going to pay taxes to us, you know, for the building, if Park Hill is going to pay taxes to us for the building.
You could say that they have it in agreement with Park Hill.
Right. They're not
buying
the property. They are essentially getting an easement and leasing type agreement.
Could we charge them sewer EDUs for that?
That's one of the questions that we couldn't answer, but I believe so. They should pay a hookup charge, and they should pay the EDU from the water usage that they were talking about. It would probably only be one EDU.
So,
you know, because it's going to be manned often the first year just to make sure everything's going. After that, it's going to be pretty much self-contained, self-operated, and nobody will be there except to perform routine maintenance or take care of a problem.
They're going to dig up Park Avenue?
They will dig up Park Avenue to put in the pipe and to put in the wells. When they are done with all of that, they said they are going to pave that area curb to curb for us.
30 years from now?
No. Once the wells are in and the approvals are done, they will pave it curb to curb.
And that's only up to Pahatcom Street?
Yes.
And then the rest of our...
Right.
To invite them to present in front of council?
We could, but I think we should wait a little bit in the process because they don't have all their permits and agreements settled yet. So I'd like to wait until all that is before they have them come in and talk to us. But I just wanted to bring everybody up to date that that's going on.
Mm-hmm. With that effect, that's the only street that's going to affect this park.
And when is this going to take effect, or don't you know yet?
They're hoping to break ground maybe late spring, early summer. You have to start on the wells.
What about a quick check hooking up to the sewer?
No word yet.
Pardon me?
No word yet. Just keep in mind, council, this meeting is advertised as budget. Not a council meeting.
Okay. So we shouldn't have council remarks?
I'm just cautioning you, budget, but just caution.
Okay.
Well, if they hooked up to the sewer, they'd be paying us.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I absolutely agree with that. Are you talking about Quick Check or the EPA?
Mm-hmm. Both.
Okay, well then, since we're not supposed to have council remarks.
I'm sorry.
I'll accept the motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.